Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 7:20, so 15 minutes or so away, it is, they said it, a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend, and we will discuss what Josh Hart of the Knicks said about letting his teammates down, and what Jack Nicklaus said about the brilliance of Scotty after a memorial win this weekend. So all of that coming up shortly. A reminder that you can leave a Hill Note for us at any time on any topic. And we've talked about a lot this morning. You could leave one on the Red Sox and a series win for them finally this weekend. You can leave one on the developing relationship between Cardi B and Stephon Diggs, or on any other topic, and we will play the best Hill Notes back at 9:20. To leave one, just go to the Odyssey app whenever the mood strikes and look for the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and click on that and talk your to your heart's content. But we have leads left this morning. Courtney, good morning and hello.
Good morning, everybody. It is a great day to be a Swiftie. I know, I'm sorry. I have to do it, though. Taylor Swift now owns all of the masters to her first six albums. She made the announcement on Friday, and that means that not only the Taylor's version of songs, but the original songs, if you're playing them, if you're buying the CDs, the money is going to Taylor Swift herself. It cost her $360 million. That's what she paid to Shamrock Records. And you know what? Look at me giving back in the world. I went to basically a charity concert, not once, but twice, because she used what she made off the Eras tour to buy them back. So the $360 million was part of what she earned on her latest tour. So just very happy for her. I think that, you know, not only the songs does she own, but now the music videos, the artwork from the albums, everything that goes along with it is all hers.
All right. And that means that she can do minor tweaks to them and then re-release them as if they are something special and make her cult of fans pay more money to download the same song that they already have.
No, she was doing that before she owned them because she didn't own them. Now she doesn't need to do it for reputation or self-title because she owns all of them.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Good for Taylor. She got some new music coming or no?
I'm sure she's working on something. I hope that we still get the Vault songs from Reputation. But
okay. All right.
Sounds like a plan.
And I'm assuming that Mr. Swift approved of this purchase. Or?
He liked her Instagram post about
he did.
So
okay, excellent. Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Courtney.
You.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. Great lead, Courtney.
Thank you.
Learning a lot of information about that. So I will say this: shout out to all the Indiana Pacers and Pacer fans for what they did Saturday night, especially that Indiana Pacers team taking down the New York Knicks. Granted, there's not much going on in my world of sports right now. The Red Sox, they stink, but I do enjoy going to the games and getting to see those guys up close and personal. I'm still waiting on training camp, both college and football, right around the corner. But I do have to say I am enjoying the NBA playoffs, especially to see the Knicks lose and in the fashion that they lost in game six, getting the doors kind of blown off them. Shout out to the Pacers for that one. You know, now
and great atmosphere in that building.
Oh, it looked spectacular.
Awesome.
And then there was Timothy Chalamet was there and the rest of them.
There's no N in that.
Chalamet the God.
Well, I mean, where did he come from? At least I give you Spike Lee.
Dune.
At least I give you Spike Lee and
he's an actor.
Ben Stiller.
But I think he's from New York.
I'm saying as a Knicks fan, I feel like I've seen the kid around for a while. I didn't realize he was a Knicks fan.
The Knicks have sucked.
Until this year. Was he around last year? They made the playoffs.
I can't stand him either, Wiggy, but he's a pretty good actor.
Oh, yeah. He's a great actor.
He was really good in that Bob Dylan biopic.
He was awesome and Beautiful Boy. Excellent.
Really?
Spectacular.
I don't think I've seen that, Curtis.
I think it's the one where Steve Carell's son is an addiction.
It's
excellent.
Seen that. Good movie.
Highest record. I mean, it's a heavy one. Not something I'd watch before going out to dinner. But
I heard Rich Keefe talking about the Dylan movie on Friday on my way home from Newport when they were at the Lobster Bar because it was all about the Newport. The Dylan movie was all about the Newport Folk Festival. But Ben Stiller trying to troll people.
Yep.
And then suffering the demise that he and the other fans suffered was fantastic.
Right. And Halliburton, give him credit. He is an absolute, looks like a grade A-ish talker. He was talking trash after the game. You know, he's trolling people.
Got it from his dad.
Yeah. His dad was in the building to celebrate that one. But, you know, good for the Pacers. Now we'll get into the championship.
Okay, who do you like? OKC?
Yeah, I think OKC wins this one.
What are the numbers looking like, Sean?
I will pull them up right now for you.
Bet you OKC's a big favorite. I bet you they're a pretty big favorite in this one because I think it's maybe a gentleman sweep by Oklahoma.
OKC is -700.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. They got too much talent.
Can they trade for Luka?
They might have to trade. So Giannis is available. I think maybe trade for Giannis at this point.
I think Red Sox Angels will have more viewers in the NBA Finals, unfortunately. But.
Yeah, probably. But like the Celtics will look different next year. I think the Knicks are going to look different. The Giannis talk is heating up into New York.
Yeah, I don't know. Not only New York, but Windhorse says that Boston is a contender.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. A grain of salt on him.
If Tatum wasn't hurt, I could see that. But you know what I was thinking?
Brian Windhorse looks like the chicken guy when he grew up from that drop.
You know what I was thinking?
I like fried chicken. I like LeBron James and chicken.
And watching them.
I don't know. Do you think the Celtics are contenders?
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
No. But you know what I was thinking watching the Knicks series? That that they were able to get Mikal Bridges and giving up 5 first-round draft picks. And I'm thinking to myself, imagine what you could get for Jaylen Brown.
Right.
And I don't think the Celtics are in on Giannis because of the Tatum injury. But I was just thinking, like, man, if they really wanted to, like, you know, knowing that we've been talking about their, like, what's their biggest asset that they can move to get a haul for, think about the Knicks gave up 5 first-round picks to get Mikal Bridges. What you could get for a guy like Jaylen Brown, because I think Jaylen Brown's way better than Mikal
Bridges. Don't you think the organization, Wiggs, could easily say, we're not moving Jaylen or Jason. Obviously, Tatum's not being moved. The fact that it's out there, I heard Brian Robb over the weekend say like 15% chance. Even that, I feel like, would piss off Jaylen Brown.
Oh, it definitely has. I don't know personally, but just from watching Celtics City,
you
know how he kind of like carries himself where it's him against the world because he gets a lot of negativity. He got it in the draft where they were like, oh, he should be the 3rd overall pick. But I do agree with you. And I think, Curtis, you might have brought up this point, and you were spot on when we were talking about it. When Brad Stevens had the meeting with the media, he could have easily said, it's Tatum and Brown. Those are the two guys that we are going to build our franchise around.
Right. They're the championship core. We're going to figure out the pieces around it.
Yeah, and they asked about Jaylen Brown specifically, and he could have easily said that where there wouldn't be so many whispers of, you know, is Jaylen Brown potentially out there? So I don't know. But, yeah, I don't think the Celtics are in on Giannis. I think New York is going to look totally different next year. and Giannis could be there.
Okay, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
We have debated countless times on this show whether NIL is a good or a bad thing for college sports. So I wanted to bring up a little bit of news this morning when it comes to Cooper Flagg and what Cooper Flagg made NIL-wise in 1 year at Duke. Any guesses, or do you guys know the story already?
I do not know the number.
You don't know the number?
No.
Any guesses?
$15 million.
For 1 year at Duke, I'm going to guess $3 million.
Yeah, I was going to say two.
Ten.
How much? $2
million. Shime, any guess?
$10 million.
$28 million. So
what?
Yes. In 1 year?
So that is theoretically more than he may make his first season in the NBA.
Well, that's going to be more than his rookie contract, because I think the NBA rookie contract is $10 million.
I just want to ask if that is a good or a bad thing when it comes to college athletes and to sports.
Well, I understand that his rookie contract won't be that much, but his endorsements and stuff will probably end up reaching that number.
No, I'm just talking about the rookie contract.
No, I know, yeah. But I'm saying, like, NIL deals include, you know, like, if Nike NIL.
Yeah. That's insane.
So will it end up being the same? Because...
Well, he's got the New Balance deal, right.
New Balance.
So
he's a New Balance guy.
Basically New Balance and Fanatics. $15 million from New Balance, $13 million from Fanatics, 1 year at Duke University.
Right.
That's pretty good.
That is really good.
It's good money, but does that mean a guy goes into the NBA wanting to earn his money?
$28 million is shocking.
Isn't that shocking?
Well, because you got to...
He made three times what Belichick's going to make to coach North Carolina.
I know. Right. Isn't that unbelievable?
It isn't an amazing and astronomical number, but think about this, because there were talks about Cooper Flagg maybe going back for another year, but that would have slowed down the speed in which he would have been able to get a Supermax when he does get to the NBA. So think about what the Supermaxes are. Like, we saw Jason Tatum get $318 million.
Yeah.
So Cooper Flagg, when he comes to knocking, that $25 million is
going to... But if I'm Cooper Flagg, why are you leaving college?
Well, that's what I was just going to say, Curtis. Before every time a great player would go back, everyone's like, but what if you get injured? What if you get injured? What if you miss out on your opportunity? Well, you're still making $28 million.
It's still, why run the risk of going back to college? You already see what happened to Jason Tatum. Something happens like that. Yes, it's $25 million.
$28 million,
but why run the risk of, you know... putting another year in college when that year could be going to the NBA,
Wiggy,
which is
you
a
get
Supermax.
Paid $100 million to go to Duke for 4 years. That sounds awesome.
You
have no responsibility.
If you're smart and you invest it right, that's money you can have for the rest of your life. You're setting up your kids, your grandkids.
Right, but I bet you in college that if something were to happen...
Does Duke do a 401k match?
I would hope so. That money's probably not fully guaranteed. The fact that when Cooper Kupp becomes available
Flag.
For
Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg, I'm sorry. Cooper Flagg is available
Cooper
for the
Manning.
Cooper Manning has no NIL. He had no NIL opportunities.
He had nil NIL.
For the Supermax, it's going to be probably close to $400 million. So why would you go back to school for one extra year when you already made $28 million, Greg, and start the clock going now for the NBA so you can get that $400 million contract?
Here's a text that says, in 1 year at Duke, he is the wealthiest person in Maine.
Yeah. Good for him, though.
Maybe. Yeah.
$28 million.
Wow, can we get him on the show this week?
We should try to.
Yeah.
That is massive.
If anybody knows him from the Maine area, put us in touch.
Oh, you know who knows him well?
Do who?
Our boy, Scal. Doesn't Scal do the afternoon show? I feel like Scal was like found him day one.
Oh,
well. Yeah, man, hit up Brian.
Julian Edelman's net worth is $25 million.
Yeah.
Cooper Flagg is 28.
That is amazing.
After 1 year.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, and I also love the holier than thou Dukies. Like, they're paying him $30 million. Like, give
me a break.
That's
pretty good right there, man.
Wow.
I didn't realize it was that much, but man, not bad.
All right. Well, those are our leads. We are going to get to They Said It Next, and then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45, just a half an hour away. And Bonnie Blue has announced her plans for Father's Day.
Yeah.
And Mitch has side-by-side Brian Windhorst and Chicken Guy. Oh. That is absolutely the same person.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
All right. You can see that on Twitch or on YouTube if you decide to watch this show. And this show, on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. Father's Day is June 15th, and I can't think of a better gift for Dad than the gift of time. So get Dad an incredible timepiece when you visit Springer's Jewelers. They will help you choose the absolutely perfect style of watch for Dad. And you should go see him in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Best inventory, best prices in New England. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox take down the Braves 3-1. Garrett Crochet went 7 innings, giving up a run on 5 hits while striking out 12. They take that series 2-1. The guys are home now to take on the Angels. First pitch at 7:10 with Richard Fitz getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. The NBA Finals are set. The Pacers took care of the Knicks on Saturday, 125-108 in Indiana. So now they look towards the Thunder. Indiana and OKC will start their series on Thursday in Oklahoma City. The day before that, the Stanley Cup Finals will start with the Panthers and Oilers in Edmonton. And Pat's Day today is set. At 11:30 a.m., we'll have some coordinator interviews. At 11:45, assistants will speak. 12 p.m. is their seventh practice. 1:45, player interviews. And then at 3:30 today, David Andrews retirement. So that is how the Patriots will look today from Gillette. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. We'll see you after the break.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, is Cooper Flagg a wealthy 18-year-old? Yes, indeed.
Is he even 18 yet?
He's 18.
I feel like he's 17. 18, yeah.
To
he's
look 18. And see, wow. He was born in 2006.
Yeah. I'm, well, you know, and the NBA, tremendous job. by them for fixing it to where he'll end up in Dallas, because it will be interesting to see him, Kyrie, and Anthony Davis. I just don't know. I mean, maybe the NBA should have sent Luka to Indiana or OKC, because I don't know, Curtis, you said it. I don't know if the NBA is going to like the NBA ratings on this one. They swung and missed on where they wanted Luka to land.
Yeah, this was the Tim Walz of the basketball final here. Yeah. This is not what you're looking for.
And now, that $28 million that Cooper Flagg made year one at Duke, NIL-wise, is that in lieu of Duke paying him, or Duke paid him
I bet
as
Duke
well?
Paid him, yeah. I bet he got money from Duke.
What do you think Duke paid him?
Maybe $3-4 million, as talented as he is.
You think so?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? You got $28 million in your bank account, and you're waiting in line to get late night chicken tenders in the calf.
Crazy.
Well, I heard that they offered the kid AJ Bonesta, the kid from Brockton, some school offered him like initially like $9 million for the year.
And what? Of all things I miss, I think the one thing I miss the most from college is being able to eat late night chicken tenders and not worrying about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, the mozzarella sticks were really good.
You know what they should do in college football? Because this was interesting. I was going to send you this story. I don't know if you saw the story of the kid from Tennessee, Nico Iamalia, I think his name
is.
Iamalia. His brother committed to go to Arkansas. They gave him $500,000. He enrolled in January and transferred by like the spring.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to go after him for $200,000 on a buyout for a breach of contract. Mm. So there's things at the NIL. And I said off the air, imagine if Duke said, hey, Cooper Flagg, we'll guarantee you $55 million over the next 3 years, but you have to.
But you got to stay here.
You have to stay here. Yeah. And we'll fully guarantee you the contract. Yeah. You might get some kids that would do that.
This is Ron from Boston. Hey, Ron.
Yes, hi. Hey. I was. So the reason why Cooper Flagg didn't go back was because he was going to lose out on the number one overall pick to the kid who's at BYU. They were in the same grade. Mm-hmm. Before they went to college, and Cooper reclassified. So,
that's a kid from Brockton.
I don't think so. I think Cooper Flagg, everybody says he's a generational guy. I don't think he would.
Well, this kid from Brockton, AJ DeBanstia, they say he is going to be next year's number one overall pick. So, two New England kids, back to back years, but he's going to BYU.
Is he in the union?
I don't think he's in the union. But they were offering him.
Couldn't get him to come out for football, coach?
No. You need to get him to come out for basketball. Talented. But, yeah, they shipped him up out of Brockton real quick.
All right. News coming up, Courtney, in about 15 minutes. And we are going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning, as we always do. We are here until Thursday and then on our way to my adopted home continent of Maine. And a full weekend up there. So Thursday night pregame at the Cowbell, which is at Rock Row in Westbrook. We were there last year. Place is awesome.
Is that the one with all the TVs in the upstairs?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yes. So we will be there 7 to 9, 9:30, whatever, on Thursday night. And then the road show on Friday at the Brunswick. And we will, the weather, Curtis says the weather is great, so we'll be outside, I'm sure, on the back deck on the ocean on Friday morning, where we were last year. And then on Saturday, it is the annual Beach Cornhole Tournament, and you will get, I think for the first time ever at the Brunswick, a live Ken and Curtis show on Saturday.
That is correct. We will be right outside. We will be enjoying the festivities till 11 a.m.
All right. And we are, DMs and I, are throwing a little barbecue on Friday night for you and Ken and whoever else is around.
Oh, that's really cool.
I'm thinking of doing, I talked clam bake last week, but that's too complicated. I think I'm going to throw some steaks on the grill. Is that all right?
Steaks is always good.
I love it.
Steak tips, steaks, that's always
salad,
good.
A little sliced tomato, sliced avocado, and sliced mozzarella salad, if I could.
Greg's Easy Salad, I heard it's called.
Greg's Easy Summer Salad.
Yeah.
Keeping it.
James only eats Wagyu.
Healthy. Can I say this about the road show?
Yes.
That.
You can say anything you want, coach.
I appreciate this. Dawned on me Friday at the road show because I had no idea. The Blues Brothers. Those are the two guys that travel up from Chicago.
The accountants.
Yes, they go yes. to a road show or two every year from Chicago, Illinois.
Yes. When he said, and I forget his name, that they drove from Chicago to Boston to come see us. And I got to give all the listeners out there, the people, like, it really, it under you get to understand, like, how much, you know, they're a part of our lives because we talk every day. But I thought that they were from Chicago and lived in Boston. I had no idea that they drive from Chicago to see us.
Yeah.
And to, like, realize that impact of kind of just, like, you know, what we do every day.
Cause did you get emotional, Coach?
No, I wasn't emotional, but I was like, wow.
Sounds like you're emotional.
No.
Which
no,
is
no.
okay. I was emotional.
No,
they're the two nicest people of all time. And
right.
And they don't, I don't believe, they don't have a tie to Massachusetts. They just found the show somehow.
Right.
And they listened to it in Chicago. Like,
right.
It is the coolest. Wiggy's right. It's unbelievable. And,
yeah.
and it never gets old.
And the cool thing about it is, because my wife and I, we were having this conversation when I was driving home and I was talking to her about it, is like, as an athlete, people love you, but they don't really get to know who you are as a person. Same with actors and musicians. But for, like, what we do, we basically talk to them. Like, Curtis is relatable. I hear people coming up to Curtis and saying, hey, your sobriety helped me do X, Y, and Z. So it's almost like they look at us and, like, yo, we family, we friends.
Yeah, we're family.
And I'm like, man, I like you know it hits, but I'm like, damn, Chicago?
Yeah.
They say, y'all came all the way from Chicago to see, you know, and I was like, well, I was like, all right, you know, that's what's up.
508 texter said you would have known this if you just listened to the show, because the guy explained it when he was on the show.
No, I did. That's where, that's where it all dawned on me when I heard it on the show. Yeah, that's where. But I had met them before.
Beachcomber.
And I didn't know that they did that.
They're good people, the Chicago
best.
Guys.
Yep.
They should have a role on the show in some capacity, because the Chicago accent just sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Santo has their exchange phone numbers. They, like, text all the time. They always send restaurant recommendations to Santo in Chicago.
Were they your Chick-fil-A source?
No.
Oh.
That was Shime's brother.
Oh, they're still waiting on that. I had a couple people at the roadshow say, hey, what's the deal? Have we found out the location yet of where Shime went for Chick-fil-A?
Shime continues to suggest that his brother is lying.
Yeah.
Liar.
Are you you scheduled for any future roadshows?
No, I think I'm going to be at the pregame for Bernie's. That's the next time you'll be able to see me.
All right. We're going to have Jackson Steakout, all fast food restaurants in a 3-mile radius.
Sounds good.
Was it last year where Jackson came to Bernie's?
No,
or two years ago?
No. Two years slept ago. Outside.
All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just gonna say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it on the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city. Whether it is somebody you know who drives, or somebody who constructs, or somebody who is a mason, or somebody who just cares for other people. And that allows this city of Boston to thrive. Please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com.
And I can't believe it's a coincidence, Greg, that with 6 weeks ago, a month ago, a young 20-something girl makes massive news on CBS Sunday Morning, and then randomly Bill Clinton goes on yesterday. Oh. I can't believe that just happened out of thin air.
I didn't see he was on there yesterday.
Yeah. And he talked about everything, nothing off limits.
There, full circle moment, there was a man at the roadshow on Friday in Newport who works for Clinton.
Yes, works for Bill Clinton.
Very nice
Listens
man.
Listens to the show every single day.
That guy was I missed the person he said he worked for.
Yeah.
Wow, he loves us.
Yeah. Listens to the show in New York all the time. All right, what is up first this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, as Wiggy pointed to in his lead, the Knicks lost in the East Finals to the Indiana Pacers, and Josh Hart feels like he let his team down. He had a bit of a sad after the game. Here was Josh Hart.
For me,
I don't know. I felt like I just couldn't. Playing hard, trying to find it, whatever it is. I think I didn't play how I normally play. I let, you know, there were some games I had 3-4 turnovers and let that cause me to kind of get out of my game and be a little more passive and not, you know, because obviously you know how costly turnovers are. So, I don't know, man. I didn't, you know, I failed the team. I didn't bring it how I should have, you know, especially in this series. And, you know, if I played better, it could have been a different situation.
Well, couldn't happen to a nicer fan base, yep. As far as I'm concerned. I mean, they were out. They were cheering loudly when Jason Tatum got hurt.
Yeah. Right.
So they deserve everything they got over there. The Knicks fans.
Oh, I love it. Well, maybe they'll still be giving out the glizzies on Josh Hart Avenue in, you know, in Brooklyn or
maybe they will.
Harlem, wherever
well,
it
how
is.
How does that work? Do they get the streets forever? Or
oh,
do
yeah.
Or they take them back?
That takes a lot to get a street renamed. They're not just going to change it because they lost.
And I feel like New York is, though. Like, yeah. Wait a second. We need our street name back.
I don't think so.
We got Bounce.
If the Sox win Friday night, they should rename it Jaren Duran Way.
They're on a long championship drought over there, Curtis. Longer than this city.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's literally the Giants' second championship over the Patriots. Is the last win.
Well, actually, the Liberty won last
That's
year
true.
In the WNBA Finals.
So. Liberty also won in November.
Those responses were nuts.
I bet you if you asked New York fans about the Liberty, they'd be like, who? What's that?
Right.
Yeah, somebody
you
posted,
get buried there.
Somebody was posting how long it had been since the city of New York had won any title, and the Liberty were all upset about it because they apparently won one.
If you have to remind people you won a title, it doesn't really matter.
Not really a title.
Next, Greg, we can go to the audio you mentioned earlier. Brian Windhorst suggested that there's two teams in the East to keep your eyes on when it comes to trading for Giannis, and one of them may be the Celtics.
The move for Giannis, if he has a control, is to go to the East. I think you have to look at the teams that could make a trade for Giannis that the Bucks would accept, and on the other side of the trade would have a contending team. So,
see, I don't
Boston
know
would be on
the East
that
like
list.
That.
I agree.
Boston would be on the list. Yeah. Boston may be the only one. But didn't
I think New York would be on that list? There's some difficulties when you talk about aprons and second apron teams trying to make trades, and that's a reality. But there are some teams in the Eastern Conference you could construct an ability to get this done.
I mean, is it possible that Jason Tatum would play better with Giannis than he does with Jaylen Brown as his Robin to his Batman?
Well,
or whatever?
I would think that what would your team would be offensively a little bit better because when you say who's that low post game or who's that guy that can get in the paint and get you points, I mean, Giannis is the best in the league when it comes to that. So he gives you that. I don't know whether or not they play better as teammates, you know. But
what about defensively?
Defensively, Giannis is, you know, still a really good defender. He's long.
But I'm saying better than Jaylen Brown?
I know I would give Jaylen the edge. Yeah, I would give Jaylen the edge.
I fear that it would be a toss up. Like it wouldn't be enough for you to risk splitting the Jays to bring in Giannis when we have no idea how they would work together. And while they could be better offensively, defensively, it would be basically the same.
Well, it's more about the personalities, right? How would Giannis feel about knowing that it's Tatum's team? And is Giannis a guy who just is happy with that? Like doesn't care. I think maybe that is more the issue. I know Jaylen has done it, but we all think that it has to rub Jaylen the wrong way. I mean, this guy's been here how many years? And every year his name, I feel like, is brought up in a trade. Mm. So there's no way he could be happy, even though he says he's happy here. But there's no way he could be full on happy with the organization and how they kind of give him treatment.
What?
Oh, no. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, what's next?
Oh, so I know Wiggy's kind of barred me from talking golf, so I'll let Jack Nicklaus do all the talking here. But Scottie Scheffler won the Memorial. He's the first person to do that in back-to-back years since Tiger Woods.
You know,
the only person.
You see how much he's won this month?
Yeah, was it 32 million?
No, 10 million.
10 yeah. million this month.
Yeah.
Tournament-wise, this month.
Huh?
I mean, that's pretty good.
He has as many wins as the Colorado Rockies have in the last month.
Is that the guy who won because everybody else choked?
Well, Shime says that anytime anybody wins a tournament, Scheffler or Rory. He says everybody else choked.
Nope.
And didn't win.
Scotty tends to have a 54-hole lead and then just put a stranglehold
That's
on it. That's the difference.
To you at Granite Links, I won because you choked, right?
You just beat my ass. There's okay. the difference. All right. Anyways, Jack Nicklaus talked after Scotty's win on what makes Scotty so great.
Great players are ones who rise to the occasion and ones who know how to play coming down the stretch in important events. And, you know, looking at the leaderboard today, he didn't have, I mean, Ben Griffin's a nice player. Sepp Straka is a nice player. Nick Taylor's a nice player. Those are all the guys that were there basically coming down the stretch. But he knows that those guys, you know, are not in his league. Now, if he'd have had, I don't know who else it might have been, but if somebody else at the top, or Xander or somebody like that would have been there, he might have said, well, that might be a little tougher. I might have to do something. He didn't have to.
Was that second half of that response just an absolute direct shot at Rory McIlroy for not being there?
Probably.
Sounds like Jack's like Scheim. Yeah. The guy only won because he was playing against three Scrabines.
Well, I will say Scheim has his defenders. There are those who come up to me at road shows or pregames and say Scheim has a much better, like a natural swing, like a much better swing than I do.
Well, what's that mean? You could have a nicer jump shot stroke if the ball don't go in. What the hell's the
right?
You could drive a Ferrari into a garage.
Very good point.
Larry Bird's stroke didn't look good, but guess what? The ball went in.
No, I mean, I understand. I mean, he has a nice swing, and then the thing dribbles off the tee five yards up in front of the ladies' tees.
Yeah, tough day. Tough day at the office.
The worst, I think for you, the worst moment was that we were on three, and you dribbled that thing out, and then you got enraged, and you went there and hit it again. It went another, It went another 10 yards max. Back to back whiffs.
It is weird that you have zero.
No, I don't have to take any risks. It's only too old, brother.
You have zero backswing, but I think that
mom also didn't raise a bitch, so
because you're not rotating your hips at all, so you're getting it where you want it to go.
Well, I mean, my hips don't lie, but
the hips don't move, which is
tight. Okay, Shakira.
They're tight.
Yeah, you gotta.
Oh man, I gotta tell you something.
Trainer Dan needs to work on that.
We finally got the move done Saturday.
Oh,
like literally 10:30 p.m.
Wow. How many arguments?
Countless arguments, but we've seemed to work everything out. And my back, I could not move for the rest of the weekend after that. It is the big. Is moving not the worst thing in the world when it comes to things you have to you just have to do?
It's the worst.
It sucks.
But just hire the people that will move the boxes and everything into the apartment. All you got to do is take it out.
I'm frugal. If I look at it and go, I can do it myself. I registered on my Apple Health meter 23,000 steps on Saturday.
Damn.
I mean,
flex on them, Greg.
I mean, it's not a flex. It's just. It's the worst thing in the world. And then you finally get everything there, and it takes you months to get everything where it's supposed to be. You don't know where anything is.
Right.
I had to go commando this morning because I can't find my underwear.
Okay.
But, like, your TVs hung?
No, the TVs are going to be hung this week. I am going with the same television. I'm sorry. They're too expensive.
What are you talking about?
You can get one for like cheap? $150. Yeah. Dude.
No.
This is not frugal. This is cheap.
Yeah, TVs you can get for short money.
I talked to Ryan, my TV guy, and I said, can you give me an option on a couple televisions? Because I'm ridiculed by Wiggy and the listeners and everything. And he gave me two options, one of which was the Bravia 8 Mark II.
Mm-hmm.
Is 65 inches.
Yep.
$4,000.
What?
Oh, yeah. What? So you're in those.
65 inch Bravia 9 mini LED is $2,700.
Yeah. Okay, but
Greg,
just go get,
I can
like
find
a
you a
Sony.
TV for less than $500.
That is Sony.
Yeah. Samsung, Samsung, I was at Target the other day. I nearly bought it, but didn't. 70 inch Samsung, $600.
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah. Yes.
What are you talking about?
You need a new TV guy.
Yeah, you're in.
No offense to Ryan.
No, those guys are the best. They do everything. Install. They bury the wires, so you don't have wires hanging down.
Unfortunately, they buried the screen.
Well, they're selling. They're trying to get you to buy one of the luxury TVs. Yeah. That's where you're up in that price.
Maybe I could get one at Costco.
definitely.
I gotta say, I want a reality show of the people that do projects inside Echelon and the absolute murdering they do in upcharges. Just easiest prey. Oh, the TV's $7,000? Makes sense. Let's do it.
But the picture is definitely, you'll notice the difference. Yeah,
all right,
yeah, I mean,
well,
you'll definitely notice the difference.
Anyway, move is done finally.
All right.
We are going to get to news with Courtney coming up next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next.
We're going to start with a crazy story out of Boulder, Colorado yesterday. 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon was arrested in Boulder after he threw Molotov cocktails at a pro-Israel demonstration. The number is up to 8 injured from what the FBI is calling a terrorist attack. The man yelled "Free Palestine" as he threw the cocktails. There's tons of videos of it online.
Yeah, it was scary.
Really scary.
And he was just standing there.
Shirt off.
Bottles of liquor or whatever, and then lighting them and throwing them at people.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
And Grand Theft Auto.
And kids were involved in this. Here's Denver FBI's Mark Michalik.
The subject used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd. The suspect was heard to yell "Free Palestine" during the attack.
Okay, well, they caught him, right?
Yes.
Can I ask a question? And yeah. You know I'm an idiot, right? After 9/11, was there a single story in the United States about the plight of the children in Afghanistan?
Not really, no.
When we firebombed Dresden at the end of World War II, was there a lot of New York Times op-eds about the kids?
I believe it or not, I was not alive then, but I don't think so.
So then, the fixation about the reaction by a country after being attacked and what happens seems to be uniquely about Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Which is like, you know, I don't know. I'm not Jewish. I'm not Israeli. I don't, whatever. But like, nobody said that here. Nobody was worried about the children of the Taliban.
Mm. No.
Anyway,
no.
Just my two cents.
All right. Well, this guy was here illegally. I'm reading this morning.
Yes.
So He will hopefully do some jail time here.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
He needs a tan, is what he needs.
Probably not concerned about that, were you?
A senior prank has left Hanover High School trashed. So 90 students went there Thursday night.
How many?
90.
90?
Yeah.
Of the seniors went there on Thursday night? What did they do to the place?
Well, they trashed it. They if you're watching on Twitch, Mitch has videos of what the school looked like the next morning. We're talking toilet paper all over the place, paper towels, confetti, plastic wrap everywhere. The class of 2025 has apologized. They've agreed to pay for any damages.
Okay.
But here's one resident, Tracy Laughlin, on BZ.
I know it involved pineapples in classrooms. Somewhere in between, something happened. All the kids are good kids. I don't know how this happened.
I didn't have
because you're a good kid, don't mean you can't do something stupid.
Yeah, but the videos, if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, like, I didn't do a senior prank when I was in high school, but isn't this like what they do? They toilet paper the school?
No. You don't have to. Your senior prank doesn't have to be breaking into a school and destroying the place. Right. No, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Senator Josh Hawley has revealed on Sunday that a Secret Service whistleblower told him that Joe Biden's decline was so bad that he would often get lost in his own closet.
In a closet?
In his own closet.
Oh, in his own closet.
Yeah.
That must be a pretty big...
yeah, it's probably a big closet. Was it a walk-in closet?
Definitely,
yeah.
Definitely.
Walk-in, not walk-out, unfortunately, for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the lights were off. Or maybe there was a lot of things in there in the closet.
I want to give the Bidens credit. I'm reading the Jake Tapper book. I know I shouldn't support it, but it's really good. Original Sin. And I think all along, whether it was Joe or not, Kamala was the brilliant pick here.
Really?
Because what was her first and major responsibility as the vice president?
The border.
What did he do? Everything to open. So he took the person who would be most likely mentioned as the successor to his presidency and removed her, basically, by removing any credibility whatsoever. Remember the interview with Lester Holt where she's like, well, I've been to Europe, when she was asked about going to the southern border?
Right.
Like... she was their insurance. It's like Jackson for Scheim. It's wild. I mean, I actually, you know, in a weird way, you kind of have to respect the Machiavellian nature of that.
Now, would the Secret Service rescue him from the closet? Or,
yeah, I believe that's how he knew that this Secret Service agent was assigned to Biden.
Okay.
We have a little bit of the senator speaking about this.
All right.
I'll tell you something that I haven't said before, because it came from a Secret Service whistleblower this past year. I talked to so many of them after the attempted assassinations of President Trump. But this Secret Service whistleblower actually was assigned to Biden. And he told me that Biden used to get lost in his closet in the mornings in the White House. I mean, the guy literally stumbling around in the White House residence couldn't find his way out of his own closet. The president... of the United States. I mean, this is outrageous. We were lied to. And Sean, you know as well as I do, the press has a huge role in this. I mean, the press actually is really important in America. They're supposed to report the truth. It's what you do every night. It's not what the liberal media did, though. They sold this country out for years, and they did it for power, and they need to be held accountable as well.
I mean, you can get lost in a closet.
Well, especially
it's sad. It's sad. If that's honest, it's sad.
Yeah. Especially the lights are off.
Yeah, well, the White House.
Right. You know where the door is. You don't remember. That's not a big deal.
And the White House closet probably is like safe from in there, so he probably went in there thinking like, right. All right, my shoe's in there. And now he's locked in. He's like, how the hell do I get out of here? What's the code again?
Or if Jill was sleeping, he didn't want to wake her, so he didn't turn on any of the lights.
Jill, what's the password again?
All right, we got to take a break. We'll get to the rest of the news next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.